Now, we often talk about cycling on this show, and one of the things that we talk about a fair bit is that Sydney is maybe not the most friendly city to go biking on in the world. It certainly pales the comparison in Copenhagen, Amsterdam, Berlin. I mean, the list just goes on and on. For a lot of cycling groups, one of the big sticking points is our mandatory helmet laws. And freestyle cyclists are angling for a bit more of a relaxation around those laws with the helmet optional ride tomorrow. The coordinator of the Sydney Ride is Rudy Botha. He joins me on the phone. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, look, what's this whole event about? Why are you pushing this helmet optional ride to draw attention to these helmet laws?
Well, there's research that shows that when Australia introduced helmet laws, there was a severe decline in cycling. So, and with the decline in cycling, the health benefits that are lost because less people are cycling outweighs the potential benefit gained by people having less injuries. So, in the sense, there's a loss in public health benefit, and we want that to be reversed.
Look, the mandatory helmet law at the moment, you know, clearly it does what it says on the tin, but what are the fines like? I mean, a lot of people complain about the expense.
Yeah, it's quite high. As far as we know, New South Wales got the highest fines in the world. We've got, I think, around $350 for a fine. So, yeah, it's pretty high. There was a time where it was very heavily enforced, where the police would have operations around cycling and hundreds of people would get fined in a single day.
Look, a lot of people have argued it's why bike share programs have had such a hard time taking off in Sydney.
Yeah. I mean, there was a survey done in Melbourne, bike share, and the number one issue that came up was the helmets. Either the helmets aren't available or people just don't want to wear a helmet when using bike share.
But, of course, these helmets are saving lives, aren't they?
Well, helmets gives you a safety benefit if you fall off a helmet or if you fall off your bike. So there is a benefit when you actually fall. But the key thing we have to do is to make cycling safe so that you, if you've got a safe environment, then you are less likely to get hurt. Most of the serious injuries around cycling is when you get involved with a motor vehicle. And if you look at places like the Netherlands, where they don't have mandatory helmet laws, they absolutely focus on infrastructure. And that's where the safety initiatives should be.
Are there other sort of, you know, alternate safety issues that individuals can be looking at, though?
Well, it's all about risk management. I mean, if you travel slowly in a safe environment, you stick to footpaths when you can't ride on a bike path. You totally eliminate the risk that motor vehicles present. So if you look at the hierarchy of risk management, the number one thing is to eliminate risk, and right at the bottom is personal protection equipment. So when we look at mandatory helmet laws, we get to the bottom of the list of what we should do around cycling.
Well, how do people get involved tomorrow if they want to go along?
Well, we've got 11 o'clock at Centennial Park. We're going to meet and we're going to ride a few laps around Centennial Park. So people can just pitch up at Centennial Park close to the homestead. There should be groups waiting there.
And are you concerned that there might be a police presence tomorrow actually handing out fines?
Yeah, we are a little bit concerned. I mean, we did talk to the police and they said, listen, they respect our right to protest. They're not, they can't stop us to protest, but they can't give us permission to ride without helmets. But the rides in the other cities has been mostly without any incident. I mean, we're not there to cause any disruptions. We just want to showcase that there are, it's a safe way to cycle. And we hope that we get a lift to do our thing.
Well, Rudy, good luck with it tomorrow. We'll be keeping a close eye on it and seeing how it goes. And thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Rudy Botha there. He's the Sydney coordinator for freestyle cyclists. They've got a helmet optional ride tomorrow, as you just heard, kicks off at 11 a.m. in Centennial Homestead and Centennial Park. We'll have a link up on the 2SER.com website if you want to go along and get a bit more information.